Blackrock Castle Observatory is a major attraction in Cork, and I've just turned the corner in the car and been hit right in the face by the impression of this castle, which looks like it's completely restored. It's one of these rather twee looking castles but it's different, and that's what's great about it. There is no place like Blackrock Castle. It's a combination of this kind of castle, little castle, and don't get the idea of a big castle. I see a couple of turrets and battlements and stuff like that, and it hangs over the River Lee in Cork, sort of before you get into the city. So it's almost like a guardian of the city. But, and this is the bit, it's the contrast, it's the fact that it houses an observatory. This is a scientific place. So you have the combination of the fairy tale, the castle, and there's a princess living in this castle, and we got Rapunzel in a tower, and we got Sleeping Beauty and all those kind of things. We got the princess and the pea. But we've also got, you know, Uranus and Saturn and Venus and Mars and, you know, sun hotspots and God knows what. You know what I mean? That we have the whole thing together, and I'm going here to hold a conversation. My God, the man I'm holding the conversation with has just arrived. He's just pulled up in his car. Roger, what are the statistical chances of the two of us pulling up here within 30 seconds of each other? You're live on Audio Boo.
Live on Audio Boo?
Yeah. I mean, just to pull up beside each other like this, I was in the middle of recording something about Blackrock Castle, and you suddenly appear.
I think if we had left from our houses, probably reasonably good.
But I got lost.
But you got lost and you were coming from a different direction. So I'd say the odds are...
long.
Well, no, actually, let's face it. We agreed to meet at a specific time at a specific location.
But I'm always late. I don't get there on time.
Well, I think then it's down to how then it's down to your the lateness factor.
I think someone's pulling strings. I think this is all. I'm going to stop this room for now. We'll move on. Well, we're now settling in. We've removed ourselves into Blackrock Castle, and inside Blackrock Castle is a restaurant. It's called a cafe. It's called the Castle Cafe, restaurant and bar. And I'm sitting here looking at the lunch menu and looking at the dinner menu. They got a kids menu somewhere. And myself and Roger Overallers, he's drinking tomato juice with... Is that a Bloody Mary?
No.
It's time of the morning, is it?
Yes, Paul, it is. I'm a hardened journalist.
You're a hardened journalist. You're already hard at work.
This is a pineapple and apple and strawberry drink.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right, well, I got that. I'm drinking coffee from a Green Bean. Green Bean Coffee Roasters Cup. That's interesting. I didn't know that Green Bean Roasters... No, they're not the same crowd as are on Bridge Street in Cork.
No, that's Cork.
That's Cork, yeah. So this is greenbeanroasters.com cup, presumably their coffee.
I think they're a Cork roastery as well.
Are they? I've never heard of them. Right.
Just looking into it yesterday.
All right. There are a crowd of kids outside, all of them wearing orange T-shirts, and they seem to be at a summer camp here. And they're jumping around with things like homemade aeroplanes, it looks like, or something, or rockets that they've made. So, yeah, well, we're settling down now to do some very serious work here. So I'm going to... this is the social Audio Boo. If there's going to be a work-related Audio Boo, it'll be a separate item in its own right. Okay, so that's it. It's now about 10:41 on a Friday morning. A dull sky, but quite bright below, and I see olive trees in the courtyard around me.